children are in bed sleeping. I'd say, what do you mean? Are you clanging in the kitchen? So parents are sensitive. But Jesus goes on to say, at least because of his persistence, he will give you something. Not because he's your friend. I'm sure there's a lot of sermon in there somewhere, and today we're not going to dwell on all the teachings here. But I'm sure that many times in our lives, we've knocked persistently on God's door. And those really difficult times, or hopefully those very joyful times. But I can think in times of grief and fear, we've bowed and raised our hands very high, seeking God's action in our lives. I'm sure that we've knocked, seeking sometimes unnecessary me-isms or me-first actions. For example, have you ever prayed to win the lottery? I'll never win it because I never play it. Have you ever prayed for that new car? Have you ever prayed that God would make you successful and wealthy? We all know about those kind of churches today. They're out here. Have you ever prayed for that sports victory? Well, we'll forgive you for making those prayers. Especially if you're praying for an Ohio State victory. But today we want to move us beyond that. The reason for turning to the Lord's Prayer or Jesus' prayer on unity in John 17, that's another prayer of Jesus. It's about us being in relationship with God. Essentially, prayer is a journey into the trusting partnership with God. Prayer is the way of opening ourselves to God's love. Again, being in partnership with God. God's hope, God's peace, God's justice. Prayer allows us to see deep inside ourselves. I hope some of you have gone to that well, if we still have any wells in our backyard. I still have one at the farm, and it's good to open that door and look down deep in the well and see my reflection way down there. It always reminds me that there's a depth deep inside of me and each of us that we need to look deep in, and prayer is about that. It's about you and I knocking on God's door to help us go into ourselves. Prayer takes us away from just simply being academic or knowledgeable and moves us deeper. And that's always a challenge of what we have to let go to do that. So today, we want to be about God's prayer and praying to God. Now often, by the way, we do that in hymns. I don't know if you actually pay attention when there's a hymn that is really a prayer. And many, many hymns are like that. Just for example, 423 in the hymnal, "Great is your faithfulness." The hymn starts out, "Great is your faithfulness, O God." We used to sing "Our Father," and now we sing, "O God, our Creator." With you, no shadow of turning we see. You do not change your compassion, they fail not. All of your goodness forever will be. Great is your faithfulness. We're praying to God when we sing our hymns so often. Sometimes, not as much in a traditional Protestant church like ours, but lighting a candle, which we do every Sunday at the altar, but we don't often do it ourselves. But lighting a candle is a reflection of God's light shining in our lives, and it is a prayer. A prayer walk leads us into many ways of prayer with God. Sometimes it's a prayer with just one person, just you and God. Sometimes it's a prayer with all of us. Sometimes it's just two people praying, holding hands. Sometimes it's a family. Today I'm asking that we knock on heaven's door, using different approaches to God. So I am stopping the preaching today, thinking that we don't just need to talk about prayer and have me talk to you about prayer, but we need to pray. And there's so many ways of praying and so many opportunities, and we can't cover them all today. But I've created five stations around the sanctuary. Five different places to go and pray. We're going to take 10 minutes to do that. And if it winds up a little longer, that's your decision, depending on how we pray. And clear back here in this corner of the sanctuary is station one. And station one, as it says in your bulletin, is Lord, teach us to pray. And we have Carol back here, who's going to monitor that station, because Carol will hand to you the document of prayers of Jesus, including John 17, or portions of it. And also there's a podium back here of my prayer request list, pastor's prayer list. And if you have a prayer request you want on that list, feel free to do that. It may be one that's already in the bulletin. It may be a brand new one to us. But there's a sign-up paper for that. Over here is prayer station two in this corner. And here we're going to have our prayer of confession and forgiveness. That's one that we use in our bulletin frequently. And you can stand there and read it if you would like. On this side of the sanctuary, where we have this little gap for a wheelchair, we're having prayer station four. We've got it back. Three's up there and four's up here. And prayer station four is prayer for Grace Church and her future. There's a prayer here written out, or you can simply have your own prayer here. In this corner over here of the sanctuary, back behind the piano, is prayer station three. And this is where you would come and kneel, and I will be on the other side kneeling. And if anyone wants to request a special prayer from the pastor today, that is the place to do that. And then prayer station five is the entire front. And we have votive candles here. And we're asking that, first of all, you come to the stand here, if you would like, and read our lighting of prayer candle prayer. And then we have two people who will be monitoring this. Keely and Johanna will hand you a candle of which to offer your prayer and light your prayer candle. So that's what we're doing today as part of our sermon. And then we'll conclude with a prayer of us gathering together for prayer. So I'm going to state to you, you don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Or you can just do one. You don't have to do them all. There's one that attracts you the most. That's up to you. But we hope that we've arranged enough prayers for you to knock on God's door. We ask you pray for the church, especially for that one and the search committee. And I'm going to throw in there the pastor and his spouse. But now is the time to do that. So let's have our monitors come forward. Prayer circle. Move to the outside of the sanctuary, and then I'll pray right now that the Lord teaches us how to form a prayer circle. Let us pray. The Lord be with you. Lord, we thank you that we've taken this opportunity to look at you teaching us to pray, to dig deeper into your love, your hope, and your openness to us, each individually, to each family, and to us as a church. You ask your blessing upon all of us, your healing upon the wounds that need healed, whether they be physical, mental, or spiritual. Be with the church as we search for not just a pastor, but a future that we can truly serve Jesus Christ and walk with him. So bless each and every one in this circle today, and all that, for whatever reason, are not with us today, that are part of this church. We ask that you bless them as well. And now we turn together and pray as sincerely as we are capable the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.